Cole, whose headphones are these? Do you have yours?
Robert from last week.
You do have yours. Good. It should be. These are mine. These are mine.
Oh, no. Ken?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
I think.
Yep. No, that makes sense.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. My name is Ken Carverly and I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. Happy to be with you. Most of the show is going to be dedicated again to our listeners. We really love the interaction. We've had some great calls the last couple of weeks. Kind of we got back to our roots, right?
Yes, sir.
But at 10:30, we got a friend coming in that's been kind of in the shadows for a while, Gary Papilla from Oak Electric. He's a lot of fun. He's extremely intelligent. You'll learn from him, and his company does a lot of different things.
Oh, he's built a great company over there that is so very well known and very well respected here in the Oakland County area and all over Southeast Michigan.
So yeah.
So Gary's going to come in at 10:30. And until then, we'll take some phone calls.
Yeah, let's do that.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
That was good to hear you do the hesitation. You weren't sure either, right?
Yes.
I know. We both, it's crazy. You got to write it down every week or you forget it. Kitchen trends that are becoming obsolete. We just want to throw a few out to you. And quite frankly, if you want it done in your house, it really doesn't matter if it's a trend or not. Right?
Right.
But all white was a trend for a while.
Yes, sir.
Kind of a white granite, white counters, white cupboards, white floor, white tile. And that's going out. We're starting to see the complementary island colors.
We are. We really are. A lot of the cabinets are darker colors. People are liking the blacks. Greens are getting very popular.
I love
to paint
green.
Cabinets.
Green is actually a nice.
It's my favorite color.
Shades. I'm always amazed this time of year to stand on the deck and look at the backyard at the variety of greens.
I agree with
just
you.
Just in living vegetation. It's just amazing. I love greens. They're very soothing. They're emotionally, you know, calming.
And you need something to emotionally calm
you. I do. Yeah. I need something to make me want to sleep. You know, life. The one trend that's dying that I think people are going to live to regret. You and I wrote an article, gosh, maybe a year and a half ago, on things to keep in mind as you're specifying the new kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the typical triangle, the work triangle, and I think the total of the three legs of the triangle between the stove, the sink, and the oven was never to exceed 17 feet.
Okay.
And that's going away. In some huge kitchens, you'll see a stove at one end. The refrigerator is 12 feet from that. And then across the open area is the sink. And I think if you do that, it might look really beautiful. But if you cook it all, you're going to hate it.
Really? You think that would that bother you to walk a couple extra steps? It wouldn't me.
I think from a food prep perspective, here's one thing that I think you should do if you have an island. I've always thought you should put a vegetable prep sink, a deep well sink right there.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't have a big enough space to do that, to have that big island with a prep sink, then you've got to use your main sink. Yeah, and I do think if that's far away. Okay, I'm going to slander the women that I've known in my life only.
Just the ones that you know.
Because it's the only real experience I can refer to. But they very commonly will, you know, like clean vegetables.
Okay.
In the sink. And then move it over to the island. And it drips all over the floor. And they never wipe the floor up. And I've seen that 1,000 times. And I was thinking, if you triple that the length of that space.
Hardwood.
Exactly. So I just think getting rid of that defined work triangle dimension, people will regret. I do think they'll regret it if they're cooks.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm
and have kids.
Cook, and I
could see if
it.
You oh, had gosh. Cooks and
Good
had
point.
Kids right. or pets, large dogs, that'd be something else that could trip you up.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
Exactly. So. We had an email this week, Chuck, someone asking about the difference between a engineered plank floor and a traditional hardwood floor. What should they get? Answer was both are great floors.
Yeah.
A engineered floor, I think in a kitchen, you may have more chances of something going wrong with it in a kitchen
because of the humidity issues with the sink, the
I'd probably disagree
dishwasher. That's okay. You're allowed to be wrong. The dishwasher, the refrigerator. Well, I've seen it over time. If it's done right, you're not going to have those issues. But I think, and also concrete floors in the basement, the engineered floors. You have to check the humidity. That was my answer. You got to check the humidity in your house. It needs to be at a good place. But a sealer, maybe a vapor barrier down beforehand. And basically our answer was they're both great floors.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure your conditions are right for whichever one you choose.
You're not going to as easily refinish an engineered floor because that's a micro laminate on top.
Right, good point.
If you bought it to look like cork or pine or whatever it is, to, you know. But the nice thing about the engineered, I think it's more resistant to the moisture to reacting. I think it's more resistant than the natural wood.
At the surface, I agree.
Oak.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a problem. I mean, you take any piece of wood and set it out on a lawn for 3 days, let that underside get wet while the top dries out and has the sun on it, it'll
right.
cup.
Right.
Natural wood.
Right.
It's just the nature of the beast. That's why I like vinyl plank in the
I know
situations
you
describe.
Well, and what also wasn't talked about in the email was floating floor or not. You know,
yeah.
The floating
yeah, I like
floors.
The floating. The engineer tend to... Yeah, you're able to do floating with those. And the vinyl planks, of course, those are almost exclusively floating.
Right. And what we mean by floating floors for everyone out there is they're not attached to anything around the edges. They literally are free around the edges.
Or in the substrate in the middle.
There you go. Right.
You leave a gap at the edge and you put your baseboard over that gap so you never see it. But that floor is moving subtly, you know, horizontally on a horizontal plane. With changes in humidity and temperature and whatnot, I have really come to love the vinyl plank, and they were really pricey. Remember when the first came out, the premium vinyl plank was it's like oh my gosh.
And there was a lot of R&D on the site with those.
You're
yes.
right about that.
Yeah, there were a lot of issues with that original vinyl plank floor.
Yeah, I think I really like that floor for moisture applications like kitchens, bathrooms. Basements.
I agree with you. Hey, stick around for more with the Inside Outside, guys. We're going to have Mr. Gary Papilla, owner-operator of Oak Electric, on with us in just a few minutes.
Hey, let me ask you a couple questions.
Real
if you're getting a roof done, would you want to pull the permit as the homeowner? Would you be concerned about who you called if there was an issue?
I would never suggest for any project, especially a roof,
especially
that a homeowner pulls a permit. If a contractor tells a homeowner to pull a permit... And the homeowner does it, that contractor is responsible for nothing, Chuck.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So if you have a problem, who are you going to call?
Well, if I had a roof done and I had Kearns do it, I'd call Kearns because they take care of everything. They pull the permit. They do it right the first time. That's why we love Kearns Brothers.
Guys = 888-654-4897. Give us a call for any and all of your electrical questions, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Right now we have Mr. Gary Papilla, owner and operator of Oak Electric, sitting with us, and we're going to talk about standby generator, EV charging, solar, all of the above.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.
Hey, we are very fortunate to have a guy. We predicted he was going to come. Boy, are we pressed in or what? Gary Papilla from Oak Electric is with us, and we asked Gary to stay with us through the balance of the hour because, Gary, we're going to put you on the block here if people have questions.
Sounds great.
Anything electrical?
I'll do my best.
I know we were talking to Pat Kelly earlier in the week. He said, be careful, those guys will ask you all kinds of stuff. And I think he mentioned
right.
coefficient of performance too. We won't do that. We won't get into that.
Sounds
but if anybody
good.
Has a question, 888-654-GUYS for us or Gary, we're going to defer to Gary with the electric call. Tell our listeners about Oak Electric. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, sure. So Oak Electric, we will have our 25th anniversary actually next year. So we've been open 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. you know,
you were just a kid when they opened.
Actually, it was my father's business back in the 70s, and then I took it over in the late 90s. And next year will be 25 years, so we're really excited about that. We actually have grown so much over the years. We had to purchase a new facility right there in Waterford. It's old Burke's Lumber. We have been retrofitting, rehabbing the old building for our operations out of there, which is going to be a great, great location for us. We're really excited about it. A lot more space. We'll actually have a 10,000 square foot showroom with all the products that we'll have, you know, our generators, our solar, our HVAC equipment. We've also got, you know, several acres to have all of our vehicles and everything housed under one roof. So very exciting for us.
Gary, years ago, I used to drop my kids off at school at Lakes across from your office now. And I would stop at Burke's Lumber almost every day on my way out to pick up material. And I was telling you about 2 months ago, I was driving north on Dixie because I don't go near there very much anymore, and saw that Oak Electric had purchased Burke Lumber, and that's a huge facility. And congratulations, man.
Thank you. You
guys are just growing like crazy.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. You know, I have a great group of people that work with us. A lot of people have been with us for, you know, since before actually we started, since before 25 years. So we have a lot of great employees, and very fortunate to have the team we have.
We're hearing a bunch of talk about the electric grid and what we're ready as a nation for when it comes to this, the electrical needs we're going to need in the future. Give us your opinion, Gary, because you're seeing so much of this. You're right at the forefront. Because you had mentioned all the power outages we have. Tell us those numbers again, the power outages and then the major storms that we've been having.
Well, I mean, it's been growing for the, you know, we've been a Generac dealer for over 20 years, and I've seen it grow really every year since we started installing standby generation. You know, I think pre-pandemic, you know, we held pretty steady, and then after the pandemic, it just went crazy. I think summer of 21, we had 8 or 9 major power outages with over 100,000 people out at any one time, you know, in long durations too, not just 3-4 hours. We're talking several days. And then, of course, we just had this latest ice storm in February, March, I'm not sure. But you know, we haven't had anything like that in, I can't remember, 15, 20 years. And, you know, we knocked out 600,000 people in DTE's service area. I think there was close to 1 million statewide. So, you know, I had customers running on generators for 4 or 5 days straight. It was really unprecedented. So,
well, let's take a break. We got 1 million things to talk about, but we got plenty of time between 10:30 and 11 to do it. So you're going to stick around with us, right, Gary?
That's right. Thanks, guys.
We love it. Hey, want to remind everybody, it has gotten kind of crummy, and we are getting water in the ground, and it is starting to rain, and you are getting crawl spaces that are wet and basements that have water intrusions. So Ken and I have a solution, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's customized for your need. And, of course, that company that you'd call is Foundation Solutions 360. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We've asked Gary Papilla from Oak Electric to stay with us through the balance of the hour here. So if you have any calls, if you have any questions, concerns about EV chargers, electric storage, we got to talk about that, Gary, or anything having to do with the electricity around your home, upgrading the panel, call and take advantage of the expert here.
Yes, sir. Surge protection, Gary. We're hearing a lot of people. We get a lot of emails about surge protection. Can you speak on that, please? Because you can actually hear people saying nowadays you don't need surge protection.
Well, yeah, actually, in the new code update, the 2023 National Electrical Code, it will be required that surge protection is installed in your home. So if you're building a new home, it's a necessity. I recommend it. You know, the utility. They do a great job when they can, but, you know, at times they'll send, you know, either dirty power or spikes or surges, and it's definitely detrimental to your appliances and your electrical service. So basically what a surge protector does is it will absorb and, you know, soak up those excess voltage spikes and dissipate them through the ground. Actually, 80% of your surges come through internally in your homes, just motors starting, refrigerators starting, stopping, sump pumps, different loads turning on and off in the house actually create a lot of internal surge. So we highly recommend a whole house surge protector.
So on that line, Gary, when you're doing EV chargers, I know a lot of people are calling Oak to have that done, and they are serviced, the house is serviced by 100-amp service. Do you have issues there because of the equipment that's already in the house?
Yeah, well, there's that. I mean, you're limited with 100-amp service, right? I mean, typically your EV chargers are 40 to 50 amps. You know, one air conditioner arranged, now you're over that limit. So a lot of times we'll upgrade, we'll recommend a service upgrade to either 150, 200-amp, depending on what your existing loads are. They do have some new devices now that will allow you to load manage or load shed, different loads. If your service is to be overloaded, what it will do is it will drop out these heavy loads so you don't overload your main. But we do recommend, with the future everything EVs and the future all being electrical, we definitely recommend a service upgrade.
You know, Gary, Chuck and I first started the Inside Outside Guys in 2008, and I don't think in 2008 the standby generator market was very known very well. And boy, I remember you and I talking about it, Chuck, that it'll be a matter of time before you see standby generators next to people's houses, just like you do the air conditioner condensers now. And Oak Electric is really making that happen. How does someone know when they decide, I want to get a generator, how do they know, one, the right brand, and two, the right size?
Well, I've installed every generator really made out in the market. And, years ago we decided to really stay with Generac. It's been a great product for us. They hold about 80% market share in that residential space. They make a great product, full 10-year parts and labor warranty. They focus on generators. That's what they do. Not to say the other manufacturers have bad products. They all have, they're all good. But we really like to stay with Generac. They gave us a lot of support from the factory. They've helped us along the way grow our business. This year we'll probably install over 2,000 generators. We have 10 full-time service techs that work maintenance, warranty work, replacements. It's actually almost like you said, the air conditioning business. It's getting to that point where we've been installing generators for so long that it's getting to that replacement. So, we've installed a generator 20 years ago. It's time for a replacement, and we're seeing a lot more of that now these days. Rather than to put a lot of money into an older unit, it's the technology has gotten so much better. There's so much more power out of a smaller air-cooled generator than you could get 10, 15 years ago. A lot of times we're replacing these old antiquated, large, basically car engines on the side of your home with a nice, smaller, more streamlined package. 22 to 26 kW will really back up, up to a 3,500 square foot home with, two air conditioners. So
wow.
They've done a really good job with the generators.
So somebody out here that may just have a 700 square foot home, they don't need something that big.
Right.
And they only really want to make sure that their furnace is on during a storm or an outage. Yeah. How can you help them?
Yeah, they make a smaller package. They make a 10 kW smaller unit. It has a 16 critical circuit panel. So, you're just going to pick your critical circuits, your fridge, your furnace, your general lighting, your garage door opener, your sump pump, things that would make the house comfortable to live in. It won't back up air conditioning or, electric ranges and electric dryers, but enough to keep the home comfortable and livable for the duration of the power outage.
So the load management thing that you're talking about, is that like a software or a piece of hardware that you attach to the home's electrical system to manage your loads?
Well, they call them smart switches. So the generators and the transfer switches are smart enough to know if you're in a power outage situation, before the generator overloads itself and shuts itself down, it does have the ability to load manage, you know, the larger loads, the air conditioners, the electric ranges, the dryers. So what it actually works on a frequency. So if the here in the U.S. we run a 60 hertz, if the hertz drop, you know, down 2 or 3 hertz, down to 55, 56, these devices and the generator acknowledges that, and then it has the ability to drop those loads out for a short period of time, 5 minutes. If the power consumption drops, they will reconnect, and air conditioners will start up again, and rod dryers. A lot of times you won't even notice when the load management happens. So it's a really neat kind of new.
Does it hurt motors, like you mentioned, a refrigerator or a furnace, to start up when there isn't enough juice in the line or straining to get the power?
I would say it doesn't. It's not great. Anything you can do to mitigate that. You know, that's why you want to size the generator properly. You want to make sure you have enough power in order to, you know, properly start the air conditioner. If you try to start an air conditioner on like, let's say, a portable, small 5,000-watt generator, I've heard that, they'll start, but there's a lot of strain and torque on the compressor and on the generator. So I wouldn't recommend it. That's why you really need to have a professional, you know, do a full analysis of the home.
Let's take a quick break, Gary. Got the music playing here. When we get back, let's talk about solar power and battery backup. We have a lot of listeners who want to know more about that. And by the way, it's tick season. Right around the corner is mosquito season. Get rid of them once for all. Have Rove Pest Control come out and spray your yard, spray your grass, and enjoy the summer in your yard if you call Rove Pest Control. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys. Right now we are talking to Mr. Gary Papilla, owner and operator of Oak Electric. Gary's phone number at Oak Electric is 866-382-3160, and you can find them at oakelectric.com. And if you're driving, you don't have to write the number down. Just when you get home, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. You can find them there or send us an email, and we will get back to you.
Gary, before we went to break, Ken mentioned EV chargers, which everybody's confused about, and battery backup and solar. We got one segment, yeah. So, man, tell people what you can.
Yeah, so, the technology's really advanced over the last few years. So battery storage is basically, you know, you've heard or maybe seen some of these Tesla Powerwalls are basically a battery bank system that you would mount either in your garage or down in your basement.
Can you get them, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Of course, before, you know, supply chain shortages were a big, big issue, but now everything's readily available. We've got stock of everything. So basically the way it works is it's similar to a generator, but it's limited like anything, you know, like a battery in your phone or your battery in your, any appliance, it needs to be charged. So what you would do is you would connect it with a solar system. So the solar during the day would fill the batteries up. And then at night, batteries do two things. It's a self-supply and it's like a generator system. So you would discharge those batteries in the afternoon and night using that expensive power that you stored. But it caps it at about 30% so that you, if you do have a power outage overnight, it has enough to carry you to the morning until the sun will charge it back up.
And the batteries will retain 30?
Yeah, and it'll repeat the process. So we've been doing more and more of that type of a system. The nice thing about solar and battery is there's really not any maintenance. There's not any real moving parts. The solar has a 25-year parts and labor. In the law, a 10-year extension of the 30% federal tax credit. So, you know, basically 30% of the system will be offset with your tax liability. I'm not a tax accountant. You'd have to, of course, talk.
We aren't either.
Talk to a
you did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
So, something you definitely want to talk with your accountant about. But yes, there are great tax advantages for all of that.
And along with those, you have some great specials. If people go to your promotions page right here, you got $500 off and a 10-year extended warranty on a standby generator. Generators, alternative energy, electrical, heating and cooling, plumbing, and financing.
That's right.
You know, somebody who loses power, there are certain segments, you know, you got a lot of overhead wires and a lot of trees heading to your house. Those people are going to lose power a lot more than someone that may be in a sub that has underground wires, but they just can't afford it. Tell them how you can make it affordable for them, Gary.
Yeah, we have different financing programs depending on what product it is that you are looking to purchase. Michigan Saves has a really amazing program that, you know, I think they've been around for 10, 15 years. They've got some really amazing products out there. They partnered with local credit unions. And basically the state of Michigan is the backstop. So, you know, they help fund it and organize that whole program. And we've really utilized that for a lot of our solar over the years. And then for generators, we have a couple of different options. We have a six-month, same as cash, no interest option. We have some longer, 5, 10, and 15 years. I think, don't quote me, I think you're probably around a 9 or 10% interest rate on some of the longer loan options. But we can get you in anything or whatever your budget allows, we'll try to get you in.
You guys, Oak Electric can be a one-stop shop for anything electric or mechanical. I mean, you're a Lennox Premier dealer. You do air conditioners. You do heat pumps.
Yeah, we tried to become, you know, we're in 40 to 50 homes a day as wow. It is right now. So we really try to be the one source for the homeowner if you've got an issue with any of the big mechanicals, the HVAC, electrical, generators. We do some hot water tank, you know, tankless water heaters and some small plumbing projects. But we really try to make it easy for the customer to just call us and we'll take care of all of the mechanicals. So we pride ourselves on being, you know, premier dealers for, like you said, Lennox, Generac. We have the highest dealer rating you can get for Generac, Power Pro, Premier Dealer, SunPower. We're called a master dealer. There's only 30 of them in the country, and we're a master dealer for SunPower. So we try to be the best at what we do, and
everything in house. Everything in house. Permits. You engineer.
Yeah,
you install.
No subcontracting. We carry all the licensing, all the permits. It's all in home. If you call my office, a lot of the ladies that answer the phone know a lot more about the generators than I do. So it's a pretty good.
I respect that.
Yeah. It's,
so the storm season is here. We just haven't had many yet, or will be coming up. If I called you today, how long would it take for someone to come out and take a look, and then how long would it take to have a generator installed?
To get a in-home consult, I think we're out. Maybe a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. As far as the generator installs, six weeks to 8 weeks. But, you know, there's a little bit of prep work we need to do. We need to coordinate with the city, permitting, site plans. So there's a little bit of work we need to get done. HVAC, heating and cooling, I would say we're about a week out. Electrical, a couple weeks. So, you know, generators, we still have a little bit of a lead time on that. But, you know, we want to make sure it's done right. We coordinate with the city. We get approvals before we do anything. And that way we're not, you know, doing anything twice, moving the generators.
Gary, you mentioned permitting gas lines. There's a lot more to a generator install. We see these loss leaders where you can buy a whole house standby generator for $2,800.
Yeah, no, that's...
Speak to that, will you, please?
Cause yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to it than the product itself. Obviously, you know, you got the product. You've got... There's a lot that goes into the generator. There's gas piping. There's batteries. There's the, you know, balance of system, all the electrical equipment, the wires, the straps. And then you have to have, you know, qualified technicians that know how to install everything. So there is quite a bit. We, you know, typically we'll run a three-man crew. We'll have it done in one day. We'll be there, you know, early in the morning. You'll have a short power outage in the house, maybe an hour or two, when we have to transfer over the transfer switch. But at the end of the day, your generator is up and running 100%. So if you have a power outage that next day, you will you'll be all set.
You know, Gary, a few years ago, my mother and stepfather, who are now in their 80s, they're in Port Huron. They kept having power outage, and our friend Pat Kelly went out there and installed a Generac generator. Sure. And the peace of mind that has given mom, not only mom, but myself and my brother as well. And I was there just last week, and she said, by the way, thank you again for that generator, because they don't worry about it.
Yeah.
The power goes out, boom, it's right back on. And the peace of mind that gives a homeowner, especially the older homeowners, and especially my mom lives an hour away. When that would happen before, I'd have to get in the car, drive out there, take care of it.
Right.
Not anymore. Yeah. And it is so easy nowadays. Oak Electric makes it so easy for someone to get standby power at their house with the financing that you guys do. And we just know you're going to take great care of our listeners. You always have.
Appreciate it.
I love it. So if somebody calls you today, is there somebody answering the phones today?
On a Saturday? We have a service today. I would say best to call Monday morning, and we'll get you all taken care of.
I love it.
All right, Mr. Gary Papilla from Oak Electric. The phone number, 800-964-4911. The website is oakelectric.com. If you can hear our voice, get them a call. They can come out. They can take care of all your electrical needs. Gary, thank you so much for coming out with us today and taking such great care of the Inside Outside Guys listeners.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Right, take care. All right, that's a wrap. We're going to go to break. When we get back, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. And if you need hot water quick, and your existing water heater is not working, you may want to think of an on-demand system, and a great company to call for that system is one of the top plumbers in Southeast Michigan, and that company is Shelby Mechanical.
Thanks, guys.
The Inside Outside Guys have all the answers at your fingertips. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Gary Papilla from Oak Electric got us all charged up. So we're ready for the next hour.
Did your wife send you that? Because you wouldn't have thought of that on your own.
You're mean.
That was good. He was fun, wasn't he?
Always.
Three segments, and we didn't even, I feel like we barely touched the tip of the iceberg for what Oak Electric can do for people.
We have so many great team partners who we don't get to see enough,
good point.
Arguably. And when we do get to see them, it's usually in front of a microphone. So therefore, the listeners get the opportunity to hear us in our true element with people that we enjoy being with.
I want Barca loungers, though. Maybe a bottle. And
a bottle of what, Chuck?
Distilled water. Distilled something. Anyway.
And a cigar.
Hello to Pat Kelly, by the way. He's driving. He's on the highway. He's listening to us. And he's been a mentor of Gary along with Gary's father. How cool that Gary's father's still alive and witnessing the growth and success of Oak Electric. I mean, they've just blown them out of the water, right?
Absolutely,
cool
Chuck.
Stuff.
And I know you. You lost your dad at an early age, in your early 20s. I lost my dad at my early 30s.
Yeah.
And I know your dad and my dad are extremely proud of us. Extremely proud of us. And
God bless you for saying that. 888-654-GUYS. We like to talk to you if you get a chance. By the way, we did an article yesterday that we thought it was timely because it was about taking care of your lawn and your mower and all that good stuff. And then we've had rain. It's like nobody's mowing today.
I got my mower started.
Yay. Did you? Was it a dry gas issue or no?
Yeah.
Plug wire?
Yeah, he says yay. And people know.
I know how frustrating.
I will tell people that I will build them anything they want that has nothing to do with mechanics. Okay, because I'm not a mechanical guy. I'm the outside guy.
I respect that you admit that.
Hey, I'll admit it all day long.
Yeah, hey.
And I accidentally put some gas in my lawnmower once it ran out on the lawn. I'm guessing there was some water in the gas.
Yeah.
And once again, just the thought of having to deal with that stresses me out because I hate it. So bottom line, what I wound up doing is what we talked about, that starting fluid, I had to spray that about 4 or 5 times and let that gas get out of there.
Yep, that water.
Took a little while to run a little bit better, and it ran good. And I think I mowed my lawn twice since then. My goodness, my lawn is growing. It is unbelievable how fast that thing grows.
And I used a post-emergent, like we talked about in the article.
Yep.
And the weeds, it's interesting. My wife and I were out on the deck last night, and I said, our lawn looks fantastic considering how little we've done to it.
Lawns always look great when you first mow them.
Well, it's
before been, those weeds
it
come up.
It needed mowing yesterday, but that rain kept me off it.
I agree with you. I was talking to Chris Rigney from Spectrum Remodeling the other day, and he said...
He does some cool stuff,
too. Oh, he does do some cool stuff. And he said to me, what was Chuck talking about to get rid of Creeping Charlie? And I said, Chuck does not have the magic potion to get rid of Creeping Charlie, but he works hard at it.
I do, and I've actually... Geez, boy, I hate to say this, but... There's a chemical, begins with a P, and I can't think of it. I'll have to look it up here in my notebook, that you look for. Oh, Bicamba? Bicamba, maybe that's a B. That if you've got a post-emergent that's got that in it, it's more effective on Creeping Charlie. But like you and I talked about in the article, and I think last week we chatted a little bit, you got to put it on a day or so after you mowed, make sure it doesn't rain for a good 48 hours.
No matter what it says on the bottle.
Exactly. Yes. I have found, gosh, you are so right, no matter what it says on the bottle. And just let it work. And you'll notice when you walk the lawn 48 hours-ish afterwards, that stuff is curling up.
Yeah.
Any broadleaf is curling up. It's dying.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I mentioned earlier about ticks. I have found, Chuck, I'm not... I've never had a problem with ticks in my house, but I have found 2 ticks this week.
On you?
Found one, actually on me. Found one last night on my sock, just walking on my, or it was just walking on my sock.
How'd you find, what'd you do, wear white socks, old man?
No, actually they were my Michigan socks.
My Michigan socks.
My daughter
socks,
got them for
I love
me.
It.
And then I found one on my knee as I was sleeping in bed. I woke up, I'm a soft sleeper.
You told me,
on my knee.
But speaking of Michigan, that the MSU mascot went into the transfer portal?
You of all people bringing that up.
That was a joke.
Everyone else did.
I thought it
everyone
was
else on the team went to transfer portal. I heard that that Sparty went in the transfer portal too.
My son's broken hearted, I'll tell you. Looking
it's going to be a tough year for the Sparties. I'm sorry. It's just going to be football wise.
So,
and I don't want that.
So that was a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke, yes. But the ticks and the mosquitoes on your lawn are not a joke.
No.
And that's why it's so important to call Rove Pest Control to have that lawn treated. Because ticks are dangerous. Don't want those on you at all. R-O-V-E. Thank you, Chuck. Very important. Rove Pest Control.
The ticks do scare me. Now, you've got a couple dogs. Nala, I know, is out with you in the yard.
She goes everywhere I go.
Do you check her for ticks?
Oh, all the time.
Before she comes in the house?
All the time. Yeah.
Can you see them on her? Because she's a rather long-haired dog.
Interesting story, because I also spend a lot of time in Ohio. And where we hunt in Ohio, there are just tons of ticks, both kinds of ticks, wood ticks and deer ticks. So we actually went down there recently, and I put the, I don't know, what, my wife does it, the stuff on their shoulders. It's a repellent that she, it's a liquid that it comes in a little tube. You break it, and you put it on between the shoulder blades of the dog, and that keeps the ticks and
have you heard of Ranger Ready?
No.
It's a spray that does not have DEET, D-E-E-T in it.
I don't know what the name of that is, but we have some sprays that is like it's a minty, very minty spray because they hate the mint.
I wonder if that's the Picaridin. It's a active chemical. But, Ranger Ready. And it's called a bug lubricant, but there's no DEET in it.
Years ago.
That scares me.
I'm sitting out in my living room, and I see something that looks like a half a grape moving on my floor. I'm not kidding. Moving on the floor.
That big?
That big.
Serious?
Small half a grape. And I picked up a piece of paper, took it out to the porch, dropped it, and stepped on it. And it was an engorged tick that got engorged one of my dogs, and it popped. And it was big.
Look like a Clint Eastwood movie.
At that point, I make sure. And I don't like putting this stuff on them. I don't like putting the tick dog collars on them.
Right.
I don't like putting the stuff on their shoulders. I don't like putting any of that on my animals. However,
you got to.
I don't like that either.
No, you got to protect them. And you got to protect yourself, too.
Yeah.
you know, a good buddy of mine is canoeing in the woods, Bones, that you've met.
Sure.
That's the septic and water expert.
Named after the Bones Open. Sure.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
And Danny, I guarantee you, he's got all that. He sleeps outside even at his house. And it's not because he doesn't have a good relationship with Sharon. He just chooses to sleep
you know
on
what?
The grass.
I understand that. I literally could sleep in my bag. I've been out.
Really?
My...
Would you be that guy on the out in the sand in the grass? Not me.
I'd be no.
I want
no,
a bed
no.
and a bathroom.
I won't lay in sand and grass and fall asleep. I will lay on a hammock. I'll lay on a lounge and I could fall asleep. I mean, I could literally fall asleep outside at night all night long as the bugs weren't bothering me.
That's my only issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you haven't opened on your windows. We've had our windows open every night for the last 2 weeks, and we sleep so well. So well. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Give us a call. Pat from Southfield called a little while ago, was not able to hang on. So, Pat, if you give a chance, give us a call back. 888-654-4897.
By the way, we're going to expand the discussion this coming Friday in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News. We're going to talk about EV chargers and hopefully get rid of a lot of the myths and the misinformation that's out there so you can take advantage of places like Oak Electric.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, when something comes up at your house, whether it's a leak in the roof, a leak in the bathroom, maybe your furnace isn't working properly, all you have to do, no matter what it is for your home, is go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Let's say it's your furnace. You go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. You'll see a company there named CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. They have been in business in Southeast Michigan for decades.
40 years, I think.
Decades. Yeah. Just like our last guest, Oak Electric. Companies like that don't stay in business that long and be successful if they're not honest, ethical companies. We're going to make this segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by one of those honest, ethical companies we talk about. And that company is CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Guys. Hey, a good friend of ours that runs a water testing service, SOS Analytical, out of Traverse City, told us a long time ago, water wells are not tested.
Right.
So if you got a private water well, I don't care if it's a business or a home, why wouldn't you call Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions for a free
test?
And
they can't test the whole aquifer. You're right.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It should be at least an annual thing you do with Beauchamp, right?
Because the water in that aquifer changes levels. Water comes in, water comes out.
Different chemicals flow
different
through.
Different chemicals. Different. I mean, we talk about...
It's an underground river.
Exactly.
Aquifer.
Exactly. And we talk about all the stuff that we put on our lawns, you know, whether that's for fertilizer or whether that's for keep away critters or whatever. Make sure you get your water tested. And the company to get it tested by is Beauchamp Water Treatment Solution. It's a free test. Why wouldn't you do that? And if you need help, they will send you a detailed, organized report of what you need for your house's water, if anything, because we've had Jerry Beauchamp tells us many times, most people don't need anything. But if they do, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions is there. We are going to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We'll start with Rick in Franklin. Good morning, Rick. You're on with the guys on WJR.
Good morning. I have a cement walkway in front of my house. Some of the sections have started to come up and formed a trip hazard on the edge. And I've seen a lot of places where they kind of shave down the edge so it's smooth, so it's no longer a trip hazard. But I haven't been able to find a company that will come out and do it for me or the kind of equipment to rent to do it myself. So I thought maybe you guys could help me with that.
So the ones that are coming up, is there a reason for it? Are there roots that are pushing that slab up from a tree?
I think they're just old. I don't think they're lined by grass, so there's no trees nearby. I think it's just the water, the freezing cool, and they've just kind of gotten lopsided and come up a bit.
We've seen people come in and grind down those edges, and that is not, to me, Chuck. Yeah. That's not a good fix because there's still a trip hazard there. It's just not as steep. But a company we would call is A1 Concrete Leveling. And Brett Butler, a good friend of ours from A1, would come out and take a look at it, and they can perform anything you need for that sidewalk. You need a phone number?
No, you know, it's funny you said that, because I actually used them for my garage. It was really bad, and they actually did a great job. They came in, and they leveled the cement slabs in the garage, and they were very competitive on their rates, and they did a great job. So I've used those, but I didn't ask them about the I was hoping not to. It's a rental home. I didn't want to spend a lot of money completely replacing. I thought that would be a cheaper, easier fix just to grind it down. But
yeah, the problem is trying to find someone that would do something just that. But
and do it cheap. I mean, Joel from Just Ask would do that. But it becomes a matter of, if you're concerned about finances, maybe you have him tear out the slab and put a poor new small slab.
Yeah, know, no, I agree with you. I would check A1 first, because they're not. I think their minimum charge is $350, $400. So, and then a lot less for each adjacent slab after that. So that's who we'd recommend you call. Okay.
All right. So you don't think the grinding is a good option? It's not safe still?
No. And someone you may want to call that may be able to help you with that is a place called Cougar Cutting in Novi, Michigan.
Yeah. It's got to be a real shallow angle to be effective.
Yeah, it got to be a real shallow angle. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, I agree with you, buddy. Let's talk to Larry in Ohio. Good morning, Larry. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I have a question about hard water. I have a city water, and I got a lot of calcium, I'm assuming, plugging up shower heads, faucets. I'm just wondering if a water softener would cure that problem.
Well, if it's calcium, it may. Iron depends. I would have someone like Beauchamp do a water test and answer that question for me. The tendency is for people to just go out and buy a softener.
You're right.
And think it's going to get rid of, you know, the calcium and iron. And it may not be effective at that. And, of course, your pipes are getting plugged up, too, if your faucets are getting plugged up.
Yeah, and wherever you're at in Ohio, I guarantee there's a water supply place that will come out and do a test for free for you if you just give them a call. That would be our first step.
This problem, I've lived there 30 years. This problem just started probably the last 5 years.
You know, that's interesting you say that. I mean, interrupt you, but it's interesting you say that, how we talk about the aquifers change, so that makes perfect sense. So, yeah. Larry, our recommendation would be call one of your water experts in your area and go for a free water test and then follow their direction after that. Thank you so much for your
call. All right. Thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
You know, we got an email the other day, someone asking about windows and the best windows. They got a price from two of our window people, and they're $200 apart. He said, which was the best one to go with? That's like you ask me which one of my favorite kids. One of the companies that we love, that we know does great work, who, like we said a minute ago, Jeff Weaver's a friend of ours. We trust him. Clarkson Window and Door. If you want a lifetime warranty, you want a great product. I'm sorry, you're right. That was the other one. We want you to call Window World. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside. Guys, we're going to remind people with this wet weather we're going to be getting. We've got a good week coming, but more rain next weekend. Yep. If your basement is starting to smell musty, mildewy, you know you have some moisture down in that basement. No matter where you live in Michigan, we want you to call Foundation Systems of Michigan or go to their website, drymish.com, for any of your basement or waterproofing foundation needs. Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Yep.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are wide open. We're going to talk to Pat in Southfield. Good morning, Pat. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. I have a little problem here. I had a leaking toilet, and the plumber came, and it was going down into the hallway underneath the toilet, and there was a hole. Then he had to make a bigger hole. Anyway, in my ceiling, I now have like a 10-by-10-inch hole. I probably need a painter to do all kinds of work. Is that what I would need?
Yeah, probably a painter, someone to repair that for you.
Well, yep. A company that can.
All right, do you know of any? I called one. They came. They gave me a lowball price. Then he sent me a copy of what he said, only it was double the amount and not including a lot of things. So I'm not going to use them. So I was wondering if you knew any people I could call.
Do we know a good, honest company you can call? That's what you're asking, right? Here you go. MacFarlane Painting is who we want you to call. They can come out. They can repair that ceiling for you, and they can paint it and make it look beautiful when it's done.
All right. Did you say it's, I'm hearing impaired, Max, M-A-X?
No, M-A-C, Farland, MacFarlane Painting.
Can you spell that?
MacFarland.
Okay. And do you have a number?
Of course we do. 734.
Okay.
564.
564.
6664.
All right, 734-564-6664. Whom should I ask for?
Man, they're a nice size company. They'll send the right people out. You just give them a call, tell them the inside outside guy sent you. And I got to tell you, they've been a team partner for about a year and a half, and we've had such great, great response from people that use MacFarlane Painting.
Oh, that's wonderful. I appreciate your help so much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. And they're in Southfield probably every day. So,
okay. Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. You know, Chuck, those kind of people. You know, MacFarlane is very prescient because they started off as a painting company, but then they saw trim that needed to be done. They saw drywall patches that needed to be done. They saw pieces of rough saw siding that were rotting on the outside. And what do you know? Hey, guys, let's open up a handyman division for we can make more money and take care of our customers better. I mean, how smart is that?
Especially with what they do.
Yes.
Because, like you and I have talked before, they've got some skilled carpenters there that can do beautiful crown coves and chair rails and panelized walls and then put a professional coating on it. I mean, they kind of like do it all. I love it.
I agree. Chuck, a couple years ago, it was amazing. When the pandemic hit, everyone thought everything was going to shut down. And our trades, everything was going to slow down. We're going to be looking for work, everyone. But the opposite actually happened. When people were home, some of the hardware stores, some of the small hardware stores had record months, month after month after month during the pandemic. Because people had money saved, and they saw it as a time where they could get stuff done on their own. The builders, because the interest rates were so low, started building more. You said you just heard a statistic from a friend of ours about building starts and where they're going.
Yeah.
But in 2021, lumber futures peaked at $1,711 per 1,000 board feet in May 2021. Today, they're back down to 339 per board foot.
1,000 board foot.
1,000 board foot, yes. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And anybody that bought futures at $1,000 per 1,000 board feet is losing a bunch of money, thank God.
You're
but
right.
Now it's, you know, and Gary, when we were talking to Gary from Oak Electric, he said supply chain issues for a company of his size and stature are not an issue. He can get pretty much whatever he wants. The Tesla batteries, that surprised me.
We've been hearing that.
Yeah.
We've been hearing that from a lot, so many people. Mary Govani, I said the same thing. They're having no problem getting the material, getting the people. We love hearing that business on some ends is getting easier in our industry.
It's cool. Now the backlog is because of what you said, demand.
Right.
It's just demand.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We had some send us an email the other day say they've used our, we don't call it a weed killer. We call it a vegetation killer. But they didn't get the results. They asked us, and we've been getting emails about this weed killer. So I want to put the ingredients out there real quick. If you're going to use it, make sure you use it right. It is 1/2 cup of liquid soap, 1 gallon of white vinegar, and 1/4 cup of any kind of salt.
Yeah, we've always said a tablespoon of Dawn soap is all you need.
Oh, okay. And you know what? Maybe that's why the one guy wasn't, but this is what I've been sending out forever. Yeah. With
a gallon to
recipe.
A cup to a tablespoon is what we typically, salt, vinegar, soap, spray bottle.
Yeah, they're just saying more liquid soap than what you said, but I agree with you. That stuff goes, tell you what, I put that Dawn dose, dish soap, Chuck, in every one of my my dispensers at home.
I love Dawn dish.
And I just take a dot. I mean, yep. I do not take a lot. Just a dot of Dawn dish soap will clean your hands.
Yep.
Someone just recently asked us what our best recipe is for cleaning cabinets. It sounds simple, stupid. Dawn dish soap and water. And then I said if they want to wipe it down with a dampened rag with TSP on it when they're done, that's fine. But Dawn dish soap and water will clean just about anything.
And the Dawn dish soap and white vinegar, the vinegar is slightly acidic, and the Dawn is a grease cutter. I make sure I periodically will hand wash like pans, even though the dishwasher gets most everything else. And I'll make sure that I've got Dawn running down my drain pipes because that will help clean any grease out of your pipes. You know, the residual grease. It is just an excellent grease cutter.
You're absolutely right. Chuck, have you read the news? This happened a while back, but I've been doing some research on in South Dakota. There was a sinkhole in someone's front yard, and it started off as a sinkhole. Then it
did you opened, post that?
No, not yet. Not yet. And then it opened up to a hole the size of a house, and they sent somebody down with a tethered rope into the sinkhole, and they discovered a mine shaft with caves all around and underneath the subdivision of South Dakota. Caves everywhere. So what did they have to do? They had to kick everybody from that subdivision out of their homes. That's and scary. Shut down every house. Nobody can live there.
I saw a movie like that where they built over an old cemetery and had haunted houses in the entire subdivision.
Well, what was that? Oh my gosh! It's I hate those movies, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I'll figure it out by the time we get back from break.
You know, you just mentioned MacFarlane Painting, and they're a wonderful handyman company. They can do expert trim work in your house. They can redo your kitchen. They can redo your stair rails, and they can put beautiful coatings inside and out. Why not MacFarlane Painting?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your questions. Want to remind everybody we'll be right back here in these seats tomorrow morning from 10 to noon to do the same thing all over again. Again, if you have any questions, give us a call. Just like Lisa left. She had a problem with a window company. Figure what that is. Now, we do have some companies out there that specialize in different kinds of windows for people who are having problems. And we also have a couple of companies that we refer out that can repair your window as well. So I'm going to let people know they can find all of that stuff at the Inside Outside
Guys. Yeah, and we had an email from somebody that was looking just to buy 3 or 4 new windows that they could put in themselves. And I know Window World will do that. I know Clarkston Window and Door will do that.
Absolutely.
Clarkston, Jeff Weaver's got a lot of different and varied product.
Right.
So that's a great, and it's conveniently located. I mean, where he's located is pretty cool. I've always said that's a $1 million area.
There. I agree.
It's right in the heart of everything.
I agree with you. We also have a company, Chuck and I, when you build new houses, they put the basement windows they put in most new houses. There's a technical term for those windows, Chuck. I can't think of what that is.
Let's say historically. They were crap.
They were crap.
Yeah. Builders today aren't doing that anymore, but boy, even I was guilty. Yeah.
I have a couple houses going up not far from me where those windows are crap.
Are they doing it again?
Yeah.
They were a hopper type window, aluminum frame, one single pane that opened.
Yeah. Very inefficient. But we have a company called SBS Glass Block that will do glass block and basement windows. The reason we love glass block in basement windows is a few. Insulation. It'll keep the heat out or keep the bad air out. It'll magnify light, which will give you more warmth down there. Security. The windows Chuck and I were talking about,
that's
if it's
huge.
Unlatched a little, someone can actually unlatch it and move it without breaking anything. Take it out of that spot without breaking anything. Slide down.
Slip into your basement.
Yeah. So we love the glass block windows for basements. And then SBS Glass also does egress windows. And Chuck, want to make sure people understand, because did you live in a basement when you were a kid? Did you have a room in the basement? So many people did. My brother did. I did.
I did, too.
We didn't have an egress window.
I'm lucky I'm not in jail. We actually, right above my bed in the basement bedroom was one of the windows you were describing earlier.
Right, right.
And I know you. I could get in and out of them back then because I did.
Well, you were a lot
I was more
younger.
Lithe and small and, yeah, agile. Today, I'd hurt myself.
You'd break something, absolutely. Hey, let's go to the phones, 888-654-4897. Talk to Gary from Southgate. Good morning, Gary. You're on with the guys.
Hi, how are the professors of knowledge doing?
Housing knowledge. We're doing well, sir.
God bless you.
Anyway, I got a question. One time I wrote down a number. This was quite a while ago, and it was concerning driveway caulking. And you mentioned that your one of you guys' son is in that business, or if not,
yes,
some, you can refer me to somebody. And
do you have a pen handy?
And also, sure. I wanted to know about. Before I'd get the seams of the driveway sealed, I wanted to find out about getting a few slabs re-leveled also, the concrete re-leveled.
Yeah, my son's company, Just Ask, works with A1 Concrete Leveling all the time. So that's who we'd call first to get re-leveled, A1 Concrete Leveling. And their
A1?
Phone number,
okay.
Yep, their phone number is 800-538-3514, and then Just Ask Home Maintenance is 248-535-1759.
Is there one preference over the other, or not really?
Well, Just Ask won't level the concrete. A1 Concrete Leveling will level your concrete.
Okay.
Just Ask just repairs the seams and the cracks.
Do they do both at the same time, or they just do the leveling?
A1, I think, is able to do those both for you. So talk to them first. You'll meet okay. Brett. Brett Butler will come out from A1 Concrete Leveling.
Brett Butler?
Yes, sir. Great guy.
Does he travel down the river?
I'm sorry?
Does he travel down river to Southgate?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, A1 definitely will as well. So give them a call. Sir, we have one more call we got to get to before we're done with the show, so we appreciate you giving us a call. Let's talk to Joe from Grosse Pointe. Good morning, Joe. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
I have a air conditioning unit with R22 in it. The low side pressure is a little below spec. They're telling my contractor has said nobody can get R22 to top up the Freon in the unit. Is that what your understanding, that R22 is no longer available?
Yeah, it's funny what you said, using R22 and Freon as the same being material, which
out.
Of course they are. Yeah, the new refrigerant. The EPA's just gotten crazy with all that stuff.
No.
I know. It's disgusting, but. Yeah, the HVAC companies must be in compliance. And what's happened is a few of them were storing R22 for a while and using it to top off, if you will. That's not the right phrase, but you know what we mean, to maintain that pressure. I'd have somebody look at it, and they may have to exhaust the R22 and replace it with a new refrigerant, but they're going to find the slight leak you've got, too.
Yeah, the EPA has banned the production and import of the R22, so you're not going to be able to find that, unfortunately.
I know. It's
kind of crazy. Can you use an alternate refrigerant?
Can you use
an alternate refrigerant?
Yeah, they have one ready to go for you, which should be a better refrigerant.
But they're going to have to exhaust the R22. They can't just let it off into the atmosphere. And then they'll recharge and find your leak. They'll pressurize and find your leak.
Yeah, they have to capture it, don't they? And then what are they going to do with it, Chuck?
God only knows.
Yeah. Is it this unit's 21 years old. Is it worth doing it, or should I replace it?
Ooh, that's a good question. Tell you what we do in Gross Point. We'd probably give CNC Heating and Air Conditioning a call and come out and get their opinion. We trust them. At 22, and here's always the qualifier. If your budget allows it, I would probably replace it at 22 years.
It's the age-old thing. They're never going to get cheaper. Financing is low and available if you need it. That's the bugger.
Yeah.
Because I've actually got a couple that are that age, and they're still functioning well. And if I get in your situation, I'm going to have to flip a coin and make that decision.
You remember you and I did a show years ago, about people calling in who has the oldest appliance in their house. And we had people calling with 50-year-old freezers in their basement.
I do.
Yeah. Joe, did we answer your question, sir?
Sure did. Thanks very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And again, Gary Papi. Thanks, sir. Gary Papilla, everyone that's called in, anyone that uses our team partner, we just want to take a second again and thank you for trusting the inside outside guys. We will always, always appreciate it and never, ever take it for granted. So during the week, if you need anything for your house, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, scroll down to our team partners, and you'll find whatever you need there in our team partner. Then once you choose them, head over to our special offers page. Because so many of our team partners have special offers. And if you're going to call them out and get a price from them, and they've got a $500 coupon, you know what? I've always said, Chuck, better in my pocket than someone else's.
Gosh, yes. And if they're offering it, it's legitimate. I mean, at least the people that we deal with.
So make sure you guys take a look at that. Also, make sure you head over to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. You may also be able to, I think you can access our Detroit News article that's written every Friday in the Detroit News Homestyle section. This week was on your grass and how to take better care of your grass. Look, we all love our grass to be green and full, but we all just don't have that. I know mine's not like that. I'm guessing yours isn't like that.
It's looking pretty darn good considering how little I do.
Yeah, I know. I thought that's why I'm going there. But
Frequent cuttings.
Well, you know what, Chuck?
With sharp blades.
Whether it's, there you go.
That's huge.
Whether it's lawn or carpeting, those two things need to be vacuumed very frequently and cut very frequently, and neither one of them are. People like to wait until the grass is overgrown before they cut it, and they like to wait until their carpet is, maybe they vacuum every week, where we really do recommend that you guys do this on a regular basis, especially vacuum those carpets. Two different subjects, but something people do not do enough.
Do you vacuum your lawn?
My lawn?
You said they both need to be vacuumed regularly.
My lawn needs to be mowed. My carpet needs to be vacuumed. I don't need any help being confused. Okay?
I didn't think you vacuumed your lawn.
I don't need any help being confused. We just need to do it more, okay? That was my point. Both of those need to be done more. Again, thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you, Gary, for PF Moak Electric coming in. We greatly appreciate it. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Hopefully you will be too.
10 a.m. between
noon for the Inside Outside Guys. Again, thank you for everyone for listening. And whatever you need for your home, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Everybody, thank you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave.